Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with a very special guest, a friend of mine from college baseball at New Mexico State. His name is Taylor Neuer. He is the Portland area manager of field marketing with Adidas, and soon to be in Los Angeles. Taylor, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Trey. Thanks for having me today. Hello to all the guests out there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Excited to be here. Excited to connect with you. It's been a while.
It has been a while, dude, and I'm excited to hear from you. We played together. As a matter of fact, we were a battery in some way, shape, or form in a few games, so it was pretty cool to be able to play with you and then see your success after baseball, see your success after college, and how far you've been able to come with Adidas. But how's everything going outside of maybe the job?
Everything's going real well, as you spoke to in the beginning. Definitely, you know, looking forward to the opportunities to come out in Los Angeles. You know, outside of moving to New Mexico, this will be the first time that I'm moving away from Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
So looking forward to what's to come there. Staying involved with sports and staying competitive, keeping that, you know, at the forefront of my mind, always, you know, pushing myself in some way, shape, or form through golf or, you know, pickup games with basketball. So just trying to stay busy, trying to keep my head in the right place and, you know, ultimately just, you know, be a great guy. So everything's going well, man. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, dude. And your brother, how's he been doing? I know he played quarterback in Colorado. How's all that going?
Yeah. So Sam Neuer, number 4 for the Colorado Buffaloes. He'll be a redshirt sophomore this year. He is going to be backing up Steven Montez, looking to hopefully slide in there and take his position.
Yeah.
He's had a really great camp so far. Enjoyed his time at Colorado, getting great education and making some good, you know, connections out there as well. But ultimately just challenging himself to be and compete in the Pac-12, which is so exciting for us. You know, I'm living through him vicariously just a little bit because it's exciting to see all the places he's traveling to. So my family gets really stoked about it. But, you know, he's having a great time down there in Colorado. Hopefully, you know, trying to get a lot of playing time this year, which we're really optimistic about.
That'll be exciting. We'll definitely keep an eye out for him, man, and root him on. Have you been able to keep in touch with any of our old teammates?
Oh, yeah. I stay pretty closely connected to, you know, the core group of guys that I came in with, our junior college boys who, you know, had to work our way from the grit all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, you know, Quentin Mack, who played a little pro ball, still stays, you know, really close to him. Jory, who held down second base for us. Mike Fulton, you know, of course, the Corpers as well. And just always kind of trying to make sure that I'm somehow looking into what everybody has been up to and kind of what their path has led them to now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I think that just kind of from what you said and keeping up to date with people, you were able to meet a lot of people in college. Would you say that that might have helped you to become a little bit better at your job right now? I know networking has a lot to do with what you do.
Oh, gosh, yeah, absolutely, man. It's so crazy to see, you know, now that I travel a lot, to be able to hit up somebody in almost every different state across the country and have a connection through baseball, which is pretty amazing. And so I definitely say, you know, baseball helped shape who I am today as a man, through just structure, competitiveness, and ultimately just like, you know, being able to connect as a team and be a team player. So yeah, absolutely, you know, keep that network tight and, continuing to expand that.
Man, out of college, you went off and got a job with Adidas. What is it about the brand that really drew you in?
Oh gosh. So backstory on that a little bit, grew up here in Beaverton, Oregon, real close to the Nike World headquarters. So, I have to say, you know, that's where I first got involved within the industry as a whole. But the North America headquarters for Adidas is right across the river. So I've had lots of family, friends, and people I've been connected with, you know, who've worked over there in the past. And it's just a completely different world. So, you know, Nike is very, they're very sport-driven. And I like to say, you know, they're kind of almost cookie-cutter-ish.
Okay.
Whereas Adidas is real street influence, and it's all about the lifestyle and the culture. And the biggest part about Adidas that really drew me to them is seeing a lot of my coworkers and friends before I had gotten the job, really being able to feel empowered and have a voice within the company and continue to move forward. You know, they're keying in on our generation, these millennials. You know, we're starting to make a wave now. So
sure.
It's nice to see that, you know, they've allowed us and felt, you know, confident with us to go in and make some of those bigger decisions and have more of a voice. So, you know, that's really what's been drawing me to them. And, you know, it's always fun being the underdog. You know, we're shooting to be the number one sports brand in the world. And we're falling just a little short of that, but we're coming quick.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, and absolutely. You guys have, to me, in my opinion, a lock on the style part of sports. But of course, we'll have to see where the numbers take us here in a couple of years. What would you say your job consists of? Could you explain it a little bit for those listening?
Absolutely. So I worked my way up from a field agent, which is essentially a brand representative, and we are 100% retail support. Ensuring that our consumers are having the best journey possible, ensuring that our products are being, you know, treated the right way and that they're getting in the right hands and that all of our associates at our stores are feeling confident to sell them. So I oversee the whole west of the United States, all of our retail accounts that are considered high priority. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just really make sure that all visual merchandising, selling, and advocacy are 100% honed in there, and that's kind of the foundation that we build upon. You know, so it's lots of fun. We can do anything from teaching you about the new Yeezy that just released to supporting a cool, fun event, you know, with some of our biggest assets. So it's taken me a lot of places and taught me a lot of, you know, valuable things. So it's been a great time so far.
So you're one of the people that drops a little bit of the fun facts behind the shoe and things like that. So when I go into a store and a representative says, "Hey man, you should get some of these, man, the way that they, you know, made these shoes were like this," you were part of the way that he knew that.
Absolutely. Dang. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's pretty cool.
You know, using some of our connections and some of the marketing strategies to go out there and elevate the product so that people are, you know, enticed to want to buy. So anything that we can do to really promote that shoe or that product, whatever it may be, that equipment, you know, for our athletes, you know, if we're giving it premium location or display in the store, doing all we can to just really help promote the brand and give it its best chance.
So did they brush you up on a big time marketing lesson whenever you learned about displays and things like that? Because from what I've understood, it's not just, here's the shoe, you should come and buy it. I mean, there's an art behind it. There's really a strategy.
Totally. So we kind of take more so of a grassroots approach. And we work with a creative marketing agency that helps kind of develop some of those skills. So, you know, anything from incentives to clinics, to activations where we're bringing in, you know, some of the coolest artists performing for us front and center. I want to say the last time that we had an artist perform was at All-Star Weekend. We had just launched the James Harden Volume 2.
Okay.
And we had Rick Ross, we had 21 Savage come up on stage repping the product, and we had all of Hollywood out there getting excited, and you know, that really led to some key sales for us during that time.
Yeah, no kidding. So that kind of leads me into my next question, which was, you know, what are the perks of your job? Obviously, being able to see some of these big artists, celebrities, being able to watch these artists really do their thing, and all of these minds kind of come together. Who have you been able to meet, and what have you been able to get other than obviously your usual, you know, salary from Adidas?
Sure. Gosh, there's so many things that have come from it. Jeez, where do I even start? You know, definitely I brought up before, being able to travel, managing a large territory is super rewarding. Just really seeing how many different markets that we have and the different target market within those, you know, has been really interesting. But then also just being able to go to different events and support the brand wherever is needed. You know, it's pretty nice being here in Portland too, because we have a lot going on. So, you know, something that's been really rewarding was we had a little training camp event not too long ago, and we were able to meet some of the Blazers out here.
Oh, cool.
At the Boys and Girls Club, and we were able to give back to a lot of the kids and give them some, you know, free swag as well. So, yeah, man, everything from the events right into the locker rooms, and, you know, see a lot of these people, you know, play the sport with a smile on their face and realize they have the best gear and are equipped with, you know, everything they need. That all comes back and makes it, you know, really awesome to work for this brand.
Man, I got to ask you, because while we're still on the subject of perks, you've been able to meet a few people that maybe you look up to or that are on TV constantly. Who has been the coolest person that you've been able to meet celebrity-wise?
Oh, man. You know, I didn't get the chance to actually meet him, but we were able to listen to him give a presentation at Adidas, and that was the one and only Stan Smith, an old tennis star, and you guys might recall from his modern popular sneaker that everybody's super interested in right now. So that's one of our old icons, and it was able to take a lot away from him, because, you know, just to see how things have evolved over time was pretty awesome, and just really how he was so awesome working with us and co-collaborating with us too as well, offering great advice to all the associates and employees at the Village.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. So you get to meet some legends, see some stars, and there are definite perks to this. Why should people, if I'm talking to somebody and they're asking me, you know, Adidas or Nike, why should people be rocking with three stripes instead of the check?
Absolutely. Man, we're disrupting the marketplace. We're doing things differently. We're taking different approaches. We're risk-taking, and we are the brand for creators. And I think that means so much, because we want each and every one of our consumers to be a creator. And we don't want to do things, you know, conventionally. We want to push the pencil and try to, you know, change the way that the industry is looked at. And so both on the street and on the court, pitch, field, whatever you want to call it, you know, we're coming in hot, and we're coming in with a different mindset that's, you know, just it's a new wave. And I think it's really cool to see, you know, a lot of the younger generation catching on to that. And on top of that, given that we're located in Germany, a European company, the quality's there. The quality's there. So it's going to be stuff that lasts forever. I could sell you on some of our best products. You know, we got Boost, which is revolutionizing the game, and you know, the midsole never breaks down. It's it's very quality, and you know, I think that people really get their monies out of it. So,
no kidding. Okay, so yeah, and that's another thing that I've actually run into a few times is our friends of mine that come up and they go, "Yeah, man, I wish I could get some of those, but you know, they're kind of high, they're kind of steep." And I guess now I can kind of look at them and say, you know what, maybe they'll last a little bit longer. Maybe it's worth it.
Sure. Absolutely. Yep. We just, we always pride ourselves on, you know, the longevity of the product and, you know, making sure that we create that brand loyalty, which is so important nowadays.
Taylor, what would you say would be your top three Adidas kicks as of right now, personally?
Ooh, that's a tough one. But I have been asked this question before, so I do have a couple of mine.
Okay.
The first one, definitely the Yeezy 750. It's the high top with the zipper, triple black. It goes with everything, so that's my number one.
And those are more of a casual feel, right?
Yep, that's more of our Originals brand, which is off the field, non-performance tested. But you know, it's the shoe that I'd throw on if I was, you know, trying to impress somebody or go out and you know, show off a little bit.
Good deal.
And then I got the Pharrell Human Races, which definitely, you know, turn a lot of heads, catch a lot of attention from people, and that's been a huge collaboration that we've been able to rock with. He's been super great in co-collaboration, too, as well, and being a face of that lifestyle brand, which is awesome. So that's my number two. And then number three, I'm going to stick with the NMD, because that's something new as well that we've brought to the table. I do have the OGs with the red and blue cartridges, so super comfortable. It stands for the Nomad, so it's kind of, you know, that person who is, you know, seeking adventure but still wants to be able to travel in comfort.
So
that's my top three, man.
Wow. Yeah. And I like all of those. So I've seen them. I've seen all three of those styles, and I'm impressed with your, obviously your knowledge on the brand itself, but the precision that you have on picking out your shoes and stuff like that. You have all of those. Do you own all of those?
I don't have the 750s, which I'm currently working on. Unfortunately, they don't produce them anymore. So, they're all sitting somewhere, but I do plan to have those in the collection one day, but the rest I do have, of course.
Absolutely, man. I gotta know what you, I guess, since you are a part of the brand, you're so closely related to everything that's going on, all the operations and marketing. Could you give us a little sneak peek possibly on some of the, maybe the things to look for in the future of the brand?
Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely, man. You know, our 2020 strategy, you know, first and foremost, we're really looking to push social purpose, and a huge partner of ours is Parlay, who is has efforts to save the ocean right now and clean up pollution and ocean plastic. So, you know, that's a huge collaboration for us that we've been closely focusing on, and so pretty much for every shoe made with this partner, it's saving 11 water bottles that have been diverted from the ocean, which is really cool.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's an exciting one. And then also, we're just really trying to get to winning the locker room, and that's one of our biggest strategies. So we're coming with more equipment, more sleek designs on the football field, and trying to win that, you know, gym locker bag, so that both our female consumers and our male consumers, you know, are always wanting to, you know, rock with Adidas when it comes to on-field play versus, you know, kind of just like the streetwear.
I've noticed, and I saw this just the other day on social media. It might have actually been yesterday, where I saw that the University of Miami is now going to be rocking jerseys made with the Parlay material, and so they're going to kind of actively take that next step in helping with, you know, marine pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, we're trying to get everybody involved, anybody and everybody. We just had a campaign for our new Adidas app called Runtastic, and for every mile you run, they donate $1 to the foundation. So, you know, we're trying to implement it within a lot more of our materials, you know, and just continuing to do everything we can to help, you know, sustainability and the ecosystem.
Taylor, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, Definitely heading down to LA for now. So, you know, gonna first and foremost take that day by day, step by step. But ultimately, I'd love to be back here working as a manager for one of the different business categories within, you know, the brand of Adidas over at the corporate offices. But working in the field is super fun, and you know, has so many different benefits. But I know I want to ultimately be back in Portland, where my family and friends are. So I'd love to be, you know, a director of some sort. Definitely tied close to, you know, baseball, football, basketball, any of those core sports.
Man, there's going to have to be some point in time in the future. In that 5 years, we'll have to get together when you're a director. We'll make an ASB exclusive or something like that.
Oh, man, absolutely.
I got to know a couple of your personal picks for some sports. And we're about to start a fantasy football league for All Sports Best. So anybody listening can feel free to join. Just message us and let us know. But I got to know, if you were to have the number one pick in fantasy football, who would you pick?
Ooh, you know, I don't know how you're going to feel about this one, but now I've got to be an L.A. Rams guy. Ooh. So Todd Gurley would be who I'd select first.
Okay, I do. I like that pick. It's almost a safe pick. Last year he was very good. So
I know.
Absolutely. Well, that's pretty cool. So you'll be able to go and watch their games and kind of get involved, maybe be around their players a little bit?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, we work sometimes with sports marketing who directly deals with a lot of our, you know, professional athletes. And, you know, I'd imagine there's going to be some opportunities here in the future to, you know, connect with them. I don't know how closely we'll be, but absolutely a possibility. So it's going
to
be exciting.
Right now we're creeping up on October here coming pretty soon. So I got to know, who do you have winning the World Series?
You know, I got to go with the local Pacific Northwest squad and the M's. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, but big Mariner guy, hoping that they can pull this one off. You know, but 5 years from now, likely to have MLB baseball in Portland. So they just started a campaign to promote that here. Yeah. And Russell Wilson actually has joined Bring Baseball to PDX. Him and Sierra came and spoke about a month ago. And it's actually looking like it could be, you know, something we'll see down the road. So, you know, as for this year, hoping the Mariners can pull one off. But soon to be a big Portland baseball guy.
I was going to say, if they were to get a team, would you switch fan base?
Guaranteed. There's no question about it. You know, I'm not that big of a Mariner fan, to be completely honest. But, you know, because they are so close, I've always kind of had a soft spot in my heart for the Mariners and the Seahawks.
Okay, I got you. Who would you say is going to be the most exciting rookie to look for in the NBA?
Oh, geez. After all the rookie controversy last year, I don't know, man. Who you got as the most exciting player?
Man, I think that I'm looking out to see what Trae Young will do. That's really tough. I'm actually just gonna stick with him, man. I'm gonna say he's gonna be the most exciting to watch. His team is not gonna be the greatest, so they're gonna look to him to kind of spark some young success.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was watching a little bit of the Summer League and was able to see a lot of the new fresh Blazers play real well, so I was excited about how that turned out. But yeah, Trae Young, he's a beast. He's actually, you know, he's rocking with the Stripes, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. So there you go. I kind of threw him in there for you.
Perfect.
But LeBron James is going to be in LA. You're going to be in LA. Is that a coincidence, or did you guys kind of talk about that, work that out?
Oh, LeBron goes, I go. That's something that I'm really excited about. Never was a huge Kobe guy, so I was never really that into the Lakers, but, I'm excited to see what LeBron can do out there. I know he's definitely going to be able to add a lot of excitement and energy and kind of reinvigorate that team. So it's going to be crazy nonetheless, but I'm excited and looking forward to going to a couple games for sure.
Unfortunately, man, he's off limits. He's a Nike guy for life, but you can still be friends, man.
Absolutely. No, he's a beast, and you know, he's got a good thing going on with the Nike brand, so it's all good. You win some, you lose some.
Taylor, thank you so much for being on the show, dude. It's good catching up with you, and I wish you the very best of luck on your move to Los Angeles, and maybe I'll catch a game out there with you at some point if I'm in that area.
Yeah, I would love to get together, man, and thank you so much again for having me. It sure was a pleasure, and you know, look forward to continuing our relationship throughout the next couple months, man.
Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.